Bahulashva. The king of Videha was very intelligent and was a perfect gentleman. He was astonished that so many great sages, along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were personally present in his home. He knew perfectly well that conditioned souls engaged in worldly affairs cannot be 100% pure, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pure devotees are always transcendental to worldly contamination. Therefore, when he found that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and all the great sages were present at his home, he was astonished, and he began to thank Lord Krishna for his causeless mercy. Feeling very much obliged and wanting to receive his guest to the best of his ability, he called for nice chairs and cushions. And Lord Krishna, along with all the sages, sat down very comfortably. At that time, King Bahulashva's mind was very restless, not because of any problems, but because of great ecstasy of love and devotion. His heart was filled with love and affection for the Lord and his associates, and his eyes were filled with tears of ecstasy. He washed the feet of his divine guests, and afterward he and his family members sprinkled the water on their own heads. After this, he offered the guests nice flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, incense, new garments, ornaments, lamps, cows and bulls, in a manner just befitting his royal position. He worshipped each one of them in this way. When all had been fed sumptuously and were sitting very comfortably, Bahulashva came before Lord Krishna and caught his lotus feet. He placed them on his lap, and while massaging the feet with his hands, began to speak about the glories of the Lord in a sweet voice. My dear Lord, you are the Supersoul of all living entities. As the witness within the heart, you are cognizant of everyone's activities. Thus, we are duty-bound to always think of your lotus feet so that we can remain in a secure position and not deviate from your eternal service. As a result of your continuous remembrance of your lotus feet, we have kindly visited my place personally to favor me with your causeless mercy. We have heard, my dear Lord, that by your various statements, you confirm your pure devotees to be more dear to you than Lord Balaram, or your constant servitor, the Goddess of Fortune. Your devotees are dearer to you than your first son, Lord Brahma. And I am sure that you have so kindly visited my place in order to prove your divine statement. I cannot imagine how people can be godless and demoniac even after knowing of your causeless mercy and knowing your affection for your devotees who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. How can people know of these things? How can they forget your lotus feet? My dear Lord, it is known to us that you are so kind and liberal that when a person leaves everything just to engage in Krishna consciousness, you sometimes give yourself in exchange for that unalloyed service. You have appeared in the Yadu dynasty to fulfill your mission of reclaiming all conditioned souls rotting in the sinful activities of material existence. And this appearance is already famous all over the world. My dear Lord, you are the ocean of unlimited mercy, love, and affection. Your transcendental form is full of bliss, knowledge, and eternity. You can attract everyone's heart by your beautiful form as Syama Sundara, Krishna. Your knowledge is unlimited, and just to teach all people how to execute devotional service, you have sent your incarnation, Nara Narayana, who is engaged in severe austerities and penances at Badri Narayan. Kindly, therefore, accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. My dear Lord, I beg to request you and your companions, the great sages and brahmanas, to remain at my place for at least a few days, so that this family of the famous King Nimi may be sanctified by the dust of your lotus feet. Lord Krishna could not refuse the request of his devotee, and thus he remained there for a few days with the sages to sanctify the city of Mithila and all its citizens.
Attractive.
run to see him, listening for a while. And there he was, this young boy, with restless lotus eyes,
strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Felt so discouraged, our heads lowly bowed, our eyes were filled with tears, he made us cry out loud. He told us to go back home, but he just kept right on,
strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
From us all, we fell into despair. We searched all through the forest, but he just wasn't there. Then all at once we saw him with restless lotus eyes,
strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
Krishna Keshava Vahi Ma.
La, 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 strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly.